Cooper. You have the nice matching speaker that went with the 170. It was a nice speaker.
Yeah, it was almost 12 inches square. Yeah, it was a biggie. Yes, I did. Alrighty, here we go again. What was legendary country music guitar player Chet Atkins' vanity call sign that he received in 1998? A. Whiskey Alpha 4, Papa India Charlie, WA4PIC, B. W4CGP, Charlie Golf Papa, or C. WA4 Charlie Golf Papa, or D. K4 Hotel Oscar Tango?
I think the answer is B. Bravo, W4CGP.
And that is correct. That guitar picker was
NY1US.
The Swan 250 Charlie transceiver was a single band rig. What band did it cover? 10, 6, 2, or 432?
That was a 6 meter. That was a 6 meter Swan. B. Bravo, 6 meters. And yeah, certified guitar picker was Cheddar.
I can't recall anything Chet Atkins ever did. Anyways, moving on. In which war did radio communication as we know it today first see action? A. The U.S. Civil War. B. World War I. C. World War II. Or D. The Korean War?
World War II. C. Charlie.
Correct answer, World War I.
Okay, well, they playing with smart gap transmitters?
Well, I think they actually moved on, like they had some kind of tubes. I gotta figure when they started the tube radio now, then, you know? It was pretty early, earlier than we thought. We'll see what they say about that at the end. Okay, a military recreation station. A, must still comply with all Part 97 rules and regulations. B, is exempt from the rules since they have guns. C, it is exempt since they are federal, not civil users. Or D, can only be located in a USO facility overseas.
No, the answer is A, Alpha.
And that is correct. In the 1960s, U.S. novice class radio operators were required to use crystal frequency control. Another nickname for crystal control was rock loaded, rock stock, rock sure, or rock bound.
And we know that's D, Delta, rock bound.
Okay, 70%, last question. In long-standing amateur radio tradition, what is considered the final courtesy of having had a QSO? Saying 73 at the end of the QSO? B, providing a QSL, either paper or electronic, as a confirmation of the QSO? C, logging the contact showing all critical data? Or D, greeting fellow hams during a ham fest or club meeting?
Well, I don't agree with this answer, and we've had this before, but the answer that they want is about the QSL. I haven't sent a QSL card. Whatever. The answer they want is B, Bravo.
And you're right. We have had to discuss that before. I just go find, where's that World War? Where is it? It says here, whereas communication in previous wars had been dependent on runners, flags, carriers, pigeons, smoke signals, and other methods, World War I's commanders wanted quicker, more reliable communication with a soldier in the field. That's all they say.
Now, we'll remember that it was World War I, and yeah, I should have known about the new visitors. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. I got to pause for the cause here, so I'm going to go. Take care, and thanks. Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's fun. We hadn't done the quiz in quite some time, and the questions are deja vu, baby.
Maybe we need some new staff at the QRZ to come up with a new question.
I think it's just a repetitive feeling.
Okay, no, man. Have a good day. Enjoy. We'll talk to you later, Tim. WB2KAO, V3DZ.
Take care, my friend. Have a good day, WB2KAO.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.